Hello.
Hello.
How are you, Ash?
I'm doing so good. How are you, Taryn?
I'm great, Ash. Would you like to know a fun fact?
I would love to know a fun fact.
Okay. Did you know that in Ukraine, spiders are considered symbols of good luck Mm-mm. at Christmas?
Nope. Nope. I don't
Isn't
believe
that crazy?
That. That's a lie.
Well, it's not a lie.
No,
I
that's
don't
a
think
lie.
Anyways. But honestly, this website's
lies.
Called Best Life, so I don't know how factual it is. But it says that in Ukraine, families often add spiderweb ornaments to their trees as a nod to a lovely seasonal story about the critters that once used their silky string to decorate the tree of a poor widow and her children.
Okay, that's beautiful. Beautiful. That's beautiful.
So pretty.
I was picturing more like, you know, Halloween
no,
spiders.
Like, yeah, but isn't it crazy? Like, I think German, well, I know because they're my people. Germans, they have like traditions of hiding like a pickle ornament on their tree.
Oh, fun.
And like if you find it, it's good luck. So someone gave me a pickle ornament before and I was very offended because I hate pickles, but
right.
My people. So yeah.
So yeah.
So,
so there's that.
Is it not interesting? I just.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the episode.
Hey guys, welcome back. It's Unsolicited Advice here.
Here,
Ashley.
Here we are. I'm Taryn.
It's Taryn. We are hot messes today.
Yes.
I am just like in the full Vlogmas swing doing the daily vlog. So shout out to my own channel.
Please go watch
if
her channel.
Haven't watched
she
it
needs
or
all the
don't
support.
Know, you should subscribe because I need all the help I can get right now. Life has just been wild and crazy. This happens every single December. The world just like turns upside down and I can't catch a break. And I feel like I've just been going. But we made it here.
Yeah.
And in one piece. So that's exciting.
I was like on my deathbed last week, so this is my first day out in public.
There is a flu going around and taking people out.
It's taking victims, taking names. I feel great, but like I feel, you know, like when you're not sick, but you have that like residual.
Just weak.
Yeah,
like
so my throat's
a leftover,
still kind of gross.
There's a full week of feeling weak. I wanted to make sure I said that clearly.
A week.
There's like a full week post being sick where you're just like not fully there yet. Like you're better and you're okay to like be out, but you're still slow and your body's moving slow.
I know. I feel like I wanted to like make a t-shirt that says, don't worry, I took a test and I was negative and also I'm not contagious. Like, you know what I
mean? Just to let people know.
Every time you like cough in public, especially right now because everyone's rightfully so, super sensitive, because everyone is getting sick. It's like you get like a death stare. So.
Yeah. I was at my parents' house this past week, and which meant I was surrounded by dogs. And we all know I'm super allergic to dogs. Mm-hmm. And I went to go to the grocery store, and I could not stop sneezing. Like I had dog hair all over me, and the guy at the register was like handing me my bag. and leaning back as he was doing it. And at first I was like, calm down. Like, I'm just sneezing. And then I was like, oh.
I get it.
I understand.
I get it, bro.
I get how I look.
You do your thing.
Do your thing.
Yeah, it's not a good time to be sick because there's just, like, so much fun stuff going on, too. Yeah. Like, the two things that pissed me off the most was, one, I just got my, like, holiday nails, and I just was staring at them in my bed going, they're just going to waste.
Or did they bring you some joy?
They did not.
Really?
They did not.
They look
they
so
brought
nice,
me
though.
FOMO in a weird way. And two, my parents, my whole family went to, like, a Christmas tree lighting, mm-hmm. and I couldn't go, and I was, like, literally throwing a tantrum. But it was, like, it would have been stupid for me to go.
Right.
Stupid. Anyways, I'm better, even if I sound disgusting. I'm doing great, guys.
She's doing great. And her nails look fabulous.
Red. It was funny because I went, the day I got them done, I never get red, like, ever. Oh, my nails are red, if you're just listening.
Did you do Big Apple Red? Because it looks like
Big Apple Red. I did. And you know what's funny is, so I went to Danny, our nail guy. Mm-hmm. We share a nail guy.
We have a nail guy. His name was Danny. Yeah. Shout out, Danny.
Ash found him. How long ago?
I mean, it was before COVID. So.
Yeah.
At least 3 years.
Yeah. Ash found him because we would, like, bounce. We kind of, like, found a place that we liked. And then it was funny because Danny ended up being at a different place. And we both, like, latched on to,
like,
him.
Next door, different place. Like, not just, like, somewhere else in L.A. Like, next door.
There's so many nail salons in L.A.
Yeah.
But so we're at the point, because I've been going religiously to him, where he'll be like, hey, like, let's try this color or do this. So he had said, when I said I wanted red nails, he was like, oh, I have a color. And I didn't like it. And I was so glad. We had just talked and you were like, get Big Apple Red.
Yeah.
Because I was able to say it. And then without having to, like, look through the book, I was like, can you just get Big Apple Red? Because I trusted, like, obviously. It'd be
yeah,
cool.
yeah. And, like, that was, I feel like I went through a red phase and you always liked that.
Yes. I do like it. They're just, like, a good red. Uh-oh. Bless you.
I was trying to.
Start off strong.
I was trying to warn you.
Yeah. So, but it was funny because I walked out. And I was, like, staring at my hands, and I was like, why do I feel like I could steal anyone's man right now? Like,
100%.
I felt so sexy. And it was the weirdest thing, because I literally am walking to my car like, I'm so hot right now, even though I looked literally disgusting. And so I was telling my brother's girlfriend about it, and she was like, oh, it's the red nail thing. It's on all over TikTok right now, where apparently it's like, yeah, you get red nails and it makes you feel, like, confident and sexy and whatever. I didn't know that was a thing.
I mean, I knew it was because that's how it made me feel.
Yeah.
I didn't know it was
Why
a trend.
Why is that?
Because I think red is the color of, like not seduction. I don't want to say seduction.
But it is you
the,
feel
like,
confident,
spicy. Sexy, like, might cause some drama later. You know, that's the kind of, like, fierce, bold red
also,
color.
Also, like, long red. It's just, like, it hits different, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, I've been loving it in my bed. So. Yeah,
doing nothing, just looking at your nails, feeling feisty.
I'm just going to be, like, have my hands up all day.
Just walking around with your hands out.
Look at my hands.
Oh, my God, that reminds me of, did you see the Margot Robbie interview? I think it was with Jimmy Fallon, where she was talking about how she got into character for Wolf of Wall Street.
No.
Because she's from, like, where is she from? Isn't she English? Or Australian?
Australian, yeah. I think she's Australian.
But her New York accent is incredible.
Yeah.
Anyway.
She's incredible. Oh
yeah.
My gosh.
Well, she was talking about how she got into character for that role. And she was talking about how her coach was like, just pretend that you have wet nail polish on. And she was like, excuse me, what? And she goes, start talking pretend that you have wet nail polish on. So her hands immediately flare out.
Oh, because every girl knows, like, how you, like, when you have wet nails.
Yes, when you have wet nails, your hands are spread.
That's
your fingers are spread.
Very, like,
and you don't really curl your fingers at all. You keep them straight. And she immediately started going into character. And it was really cool. And I think the red nail, like, goes with, like, that symbolism of just, like,
spicy.
Yeah, I thought it was really fascinating.
Wow,
the way she was talking
about
it.
Very interesting.
The way her coach was like, you have wet nails.
Yeah.
Just start talking. It'll come to you.
Yeah.
So crazy.
No, that's so interesting. Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, we should, you know, get into the episode. And also, happy holidays, everybody. I don't know if we've, like, said that yet. Have we? We're like into December. You have like only a couple weeks. If you think about it, it's funny because we're recording this like a couple weeks early, but when you're hearing this, tomorrow morning I'm going in for surgery. So if you just want to say a little prayer for me.
Yeah.
I'm definitely
send the
like
prayers, send the good vibes, send it all. Yeah. Whatever you got, send it to her.
I had my like pre-op meetings, mm-hmm. and I was like, oh, I think I texted or called you after, and I was like, oh, this is like, it's real.
It's real.
It's like actually happening. But yeah, say a little prayer. We'll definitely post like updates and stuff.
Say a little prayer for
on UA.
You.
I'll send all the gory pics of my lovely. You know what's a trip? So he said at the most. Because I'm going to have, like, a 3 to 4 inch, like, slice in the front of my throat. Ew, I hate slice.
Why'd you say that?
I don't know.
Like,
and
cake?
I went like this. Slice.
A single slice of cake slice. Is all I hear. And I hate that we're talking about your throat.
Ew. But I asked him, I'm like, oh, is it going to be, like, covered? And he was like, oh, no. At the most, like, if, like, it's having trouble, like, sticking because they're the type of stitches that just, like, dissolve or whatever. Uh-huh. Like, there might be, like, a, like, tiny, like, butterfly-type Band-Aid or something. Mm-hmm. And he said, I can't cover it or anything. So I'm just going to, like, be walking around with this just, like, wound.
Oh, you can get, like, turtlenecks.
No, but, like, I'm not supposed to cover it.
Well.
Because it has to heal. But isn't that gross? I'm going to gross everyone out.
I think you're overthinking it. I think people are going to be like, oh, my God, what happened? And you're going to be like, oh, a dog bit me.
No, for sure.
I got bit by a shark.
For sure, I'm going to say, when I got in my car, someone was behind my car and like.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You went.
Morbid.
Really?
But then
in the other direction.
I'm like a freaking bad A because I like fought him off, you know?
Bad A.
Bad A. I don't cuss on live.
So yesterday I was driving around with my dad and my sister. And. He's been grilling us about, hey, what do you guys want for Christmas? And I've been giving him like little ideas here and there. And I finally was like, Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And it's quiet for like the longest time, which is typical dad. If you guys know, if anyone knows my dad, that's very classic him.
Mm-hmm.
And then out of nowhere, he goes, I know what I want for Christmas. And Alicia and I are like, oh, yeah. And we're like eager to hear what he has to say. And he goes, yeah, but it's going to take a lot of effort. And we're like, okay. Tell us what it is. And he was like, it's going to be a lot, but you can do it. And we're like, okay, what is it going to be? Like, I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. He's like, I want you to stop cussing.
Oh.
And mine and Alicia was in the back seat. I was
Dad.
Driving. Mine and Alicia's jaws hit the floor. Hit the floor because one was not expecting that at all. And and I look at Alicia, and I was just like, I feel like that was directed at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because my sister has the mouth of a sailor.
Yeah.
And then it's just really quiet, and my dad doesn't say much, because my dad can be really awkward like that sometimes. Like, he just won't say anything.
Oh, that's
just
so
precious,
cute.
Though. It was very precious. But we were just, like, so shocked. And then Alicia goes, well, like super loud, and then my dad starts laughing so hard,
yeah.
And then I'm not kidding, I think we were dying for like 5 minutes straight just of like the weird
the whole
experience was really funny. And Alicia was like, I mean, I'll try, but
you know what's so funny, so like I'm editing for Alicia this year for mm-hmm. Vlogmas, and there was a because I mean I've been friends with you guys for like basically like 10 years now, right? Ish. I feel like last time we counted was like 9, so I feel like
we're
going on
like
10.
Like 8 or 9, yeah.
Yeah. And like I've seen the progression of just like from where you guys were to like now, right? Mm-hmm. And that's one of the huge differences is you guys never cussed in front of your parents, and like it's more of a recent thing that you do. Not as much, I don't feel like even you as much as, but like Alicia definitely.
Yeah.
And so it was so funny because I was editing and there was like you guys were eating dinner or lunch yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And like Alicia like just like says the F word. And I could see that your dad was there. And that thought popped in my head. So this like the timing of this is so funny because I was like, I wonder if it ever like bothers him.
Yeah. I know my parents don't love it. But at a certain point. Your 23-year-old versus 30-year-old. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, we've become we've developed more into ourselves. And I don't know. At a young age, you very much care about what your parents do. Yeah. At an older age, it's more your own decision.
I feel like my family is definitely, there's more of like an old school respect vibe. So like I, till the day I die, I will never kiss in front of my dad. Like ever.
Taryn is terrified.
I will never.
Of her dad.
And it's not even a fear as much as like, I just know he doesn't like it, and out of respect of him and like just the way, like I know how passionately he feels. Not that I like cuss all the time anyways, but I definitely like, I filter myself in front of people, yeah. Like certain people, you know? But that's just, yeah, this is just a funny conversation. Anyways.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
I have a tearing it up.
Oh, fascinating. Guess I'll delete mine then.
Yeah. The one positive about being sick is our girl Mandy. She like helps us go through our stories sometimes. And every time there's, like, a good story, Ashley always grabs it first because I swear she just is, like, more on her – I don't know if it's your more on your phone or, like, it happens to be days where I'm, like, at my other job. So I'm, like, I can't get on my phone right away. Mm-hmm. I never get it in time.
I'm so happy
for you. So I was laying in bed. I got the text that says, hey, guys, there's a good tearing it up. And I freaking went and got it and responded immediately and was, like, I got it. Like, it's mine. I worked
Incredible.
Hard for this. So this is a roller coaster.
Okay.
So buckle up. All right. Hi, ladies. I swear I write to you so often, it could be considered my part-time job. I love when we get to a story and it's just so funny because, okay, so we're coming up on our 200th.
Come on.
200th.
You got this.
200th.
Yeah.
That sounds, say it.
200th.
200th. That's weird. 200th episode soon. And it's so funny because, like, there's so many emails in our mailbox now that, like, we could never get through them all. Mm-mm. But I remember, like, the first couple weeks when we were, like, begging our friends to, like, write stories because we were nervous we didn't have enough.
When we first started the pod, she, like, was hitting up her friends. I was hitting up mine. I was like, between the two of us, like, someone has a good story. Let's try to find it. So, like, the first 2 to 3 episodes were all our friends' stories. Because we were like, help.
And we were scared. We were like, if this doesn't pick up, like, what are we going to do?
If people don't send in stories, I'm out of friends. Like, I don't know what else I can do.
No, for sure. So it's just cute when we hear people that are like, I've been writing in, like, for years.
It means so much.
I know. Okay. Over the holidays, I was reminded of this horror of a date I went on a bit ago and knew it would be perfect for a tearing it up.
I love funny date stories.
I know. Well, date stories in general. What's that? Okay. I apologize in advance if this makes you physically cringe because I certainly did while writing this. Over the summer, I went out on a few dates with this yummy man. We'll call him Jay.
Yummy man.
He was. Okay. If this, Ashley... If this sentence is not who you would describe as, like, my type, I don't know what is. Ready?
Okay.
6'4".
Okay.
Dark, curly hair, beautiful brown eyes, perfect sense of humor.
Check, check, check.
Okay.
All the things.
Where's he at? I know it didn't work with you, but,
give,
like,
him my number.
Let me know. Okay. I was convinced that he was chiseled from the gods. We went on about 5 or 6 dates, and we were pretty much on the track to being boyfriend and girlfriend, at least so I thought. On one of these dates in September, we went and got ice cream and then took his dog to our local dog park. It was quite crowded because of the nice weather we were having. While walking in, I spotted the cutest puppy I'd ever seen. It was the tiniest French bulldog with cute little gray dots all over its fur and blue eyes. I swooned. I had never seen such a freaking cute dog at a dog park. We ended up sitting on the bench next to the French bulldog's owner, and I asked her if I could see, if I could pet her. She said, of course, so I reached down and began petting the dog. It lasted only about a minute, and then I began playing fetch with Jay's dog. The French bulldog ended up...
Yummy Jay, to use his full name.
Yummy Jay. Sorry. Yummy Jay. So sorry. The French bulldog ended up sitting at my feet for a minute, and because she was so tiny, I picked her up and sat with her on the bench, and Jay joined me. I was seriously about to tuck this dog under my sweater and drive home with her. She was so sweet and immediately curled up next to me. All of a sudden, I feel my lap getting warm.
No.
I assumed it was just the dog because she was curled up on my lap, but, but I was definitely wrong. The dog eventually jumped down, and my lap was still warm. As soon as she left, I was overwhelmed with the stench.
No.
This dog peed on me.
No.
I don't know if the owner had been feeding this dog exclusively asparagus. But I have never experienced such a bad pee stench.
Oh, my God.
Jay looked over at me and was mortified, which made me even more mortified. After only being at the dog park for about 15 minutes, it was time to leave. On the drive home, Jay ignored any joke or remark I made about the situation. I found it to be unfortunate but somewhat funny, and he clearly did not feel the same way.
Weird.
He turns to me and says, I think I'll just drop you off. We were about 5 minutes away from my apartment, and he goes, sorry, and pulls the car over. I, confused, ask if everything's okay. He then opens the door and hurls.
It smells that bad?
This man just threw up on the side of the road.
Because of the stench?
Yeah. Which makes sense why he wasn't laughing at her jokes, because he was probably
like... He's probably trying to hold it together. Yeah.
I consider myself...
At first I was like, come on. It's not her fault. Like,
I know. I consider myself... this sentence kills me. A problematic person who has a collection of mental illnesses. Literally me. And is always looking to see what other issues I can add to my gallery. However, one thing I do take very seriously is my emetophobia... I don't know how exactly to say it.
Emetophobia?
Which is the phobia of throwing up.
Oh, no. So did she throw up?
Anything to do with throwing up, stomach aches, or any of the above makes me exceedingly anxious, and I often begin to cry. So you can imagine that after witnessing Jay vomit, after witnessing Yummy Jay vomit, I did what I have been doing since I was 6 years old. I began to cry. So here I am in Jay's car, covered in the worst smelling pee all over my pants, sobbing because of my fear of vomit.
No.
And Jay now reeking of puke. He says nothing, just closes his door and drives me home. Jay and I never went on another date after this.
No, not yet.
He didn't answer
Jay.
Any of my texts after. So safe to say the situation scared us both. Sorry the story was so long and involves so much description of different body fluids.
No, I loved
it. I hope it wasn't too bad. Thanks for reading this, and I look forward to tuning in every Monday since I've made it my tradition since 2020.
What?
Have a beautiful week. Best, Anonymous.
I feel like Yummy Jay and her could have bounced back from that. Like, that was a funny, unfortunate situation,
yes.
But not that bad.
I don't understand.
Almost, like, that's a funny first date.
Yeah. Almost every tearing it up where it's like, I peed on the guy or I accidentally farted on the guy or, like, whatever. What is our content?
See, you know what? That what you just said,
I don't know why I went to physically doing it on somebody.
Him. It's different. It's
okay. We're going to move past it. It's just, I always think, like, that's such a funny first date story to, like, tell people. But I'm just like, how do people not get past? I don't know. I guess I have a different sense of humor. Like, I think stuff like that is funny.
Well, I love stories of, like, how you met, how you knew they were the one, and, like, how awkward it was in the beginning is, like, a funny first normal thing.
Yeah.
So, like, having, like, an extra funny story to tell, because you're going to tell the story, whoever you end up with, you're going to tell how you met.
Yeah.
For so long.
Oh, my gosh.
For so long, you'll be telling the same story. How amazing would it be if it was a good one? You know, like, at least that's funny.
But the only thing I can think of is, like, if they're like you, like, I feel like you would have a hard time recovering from stuff, but I feel like you could eventually.
See, here's the thing, and here's why I think they could have bounced back from that story. If I were her, none of that had to do with me.
Oh, well, this story specifically makes absolutely zero sense.
Like, back from that. Like, if I had peed on him, that's a completely different story. I could not have bounced back from that. Like, that's mortifying to me. But all of that had nothing to do with her or her personality. So, like, I would have been fine.
This
I feel like hit him up again. I feel like just try. Just try.
Yummy
Jay.
Just
be like, hey, I don't smell like pee anymore. Can we try one more time?
Also, like, the only thing I can think of is if he was just like, what just happened? Because, like, he got sick and then this girl's just sitting there crying hysterically.
Well, hopefully there was some conversation afterwards.
No, she said they drove home in silence and then he never answered another text.
Okay, well, it was the silence that drove him away. Because you would have to be very clear. I didn't pee my pants. The dog peed on me. And then when he starts throwing up and afterwards, you have to be like, hey, just so you know,
I don't do great
with throwing up.
Yeah.
And I start crying. This has nothing to do with you or the pee on my pants. This is just an automatic reaction. So that's what happens.
Poor honey.
Reach out to Yummy Jay again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That sucks so bad.
Dang, man. Dude, there are sometimes, like, my dog is, what, like 5 to 7 pounds? And he's, like, the tiniest thing ever. There are sometimes, like, he will pass gas and it will knock me out. Like, I will be, like, unwell.
Yeah.
And I always stare at him and he just looks at me like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But I'm like, why does it smell like a manure factory just, like, slap me in the face?
Okay, well, I loved that. And anyone who feels like they are going off and giving way too many details, you're wrong.
You're wrong.
We
Seriously.
Love the details. The details make it so much better. Also,
there's a difference, though, between nasty details,
true.
Like unnecessary details, mm-hmm. and like details that are relevant to the story.
Correct. Yes.
Like, there's a difference. Mm-hmm. There's been there was one like potty story.
I know which one you're talking about.
You know exactly
where she
right?
was going on a run and
yeah,
had
and
to go
the,
and couldn't
the
stop.
The adjectives yeah. that were used yeah. even got me, and nothing gets me because
and
I'm an actual boy.
I actually had like switched some of their wording out because it was too much yeah. for me, and I wanted to leave some and not completely change their story. But like it, even then, it was still too much.
Yeah, like that one got me. There's certain things that like will get me, and then other things I'm like,
wait, but this is a perfect segue.
Okay.
I really would like to say our Spotify Wrapped came out and I
oh,
was
yeah, let's
just
talk about it.
I had a whole moment where I was completely dumbfounded by the fact that you guys listen to us in 122 different countries. Like that number, for whatever reason, just like came over, slapped me in the face, and it was just like circling in my head for days.
I'm going to be so honest. I didn't even know that there were that many countries.
I can't even name like 100. Like,
yeah.
I can't even name 80 of them. I couldn't believe that we are being listened to in that many different countries. And I think the details that I personally would love to hear, and I know Taryn's gonna second this, is I would love to know where you're from country-wise. If you're in the States, like, tell us your state. Tell us your age. Like, give us little details about you, the year that it is, the month that it is, the season that it is, the state that you're in, the country that you're in. Like, what's going on? I love hearing that
yeah.
kind of stuff.
Oh, no, absolutely.
And I would love to start, like, every story by you saying, like, this is my name. This is where I'm from. Shout out from your country. And then on to the story. Because I couldn't believe there's that many.
If you've never heard your country represented,
yeah,
send it in. I Googled it.
Or maybe
it.
Even oh. tell us a fun fact about your country.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That'd be fun.
Hello.
Yeah.
What if, yeah, you guys should start sending in fact or fiction.
Yeah. Like, I would be, hi, I'm Ashley. I'm from the United States. We suck. I don't know.
Okay.
Just some kind of, like, fun little segment. That'd
yeah,
be so
yeah.
fun. That's a good detail.
I looked it up. There's 195 countries in the world.
That's yeah, that's a lot.
Wow.
And 122 of them listen to us.
Yeah, we're killing it.
Hell
yeah.
Those
other whatever 195 minus 122 is. Step it up.
Yeah. Let's all take a moment.
You better not have freaking Wi-Fi.
Send it to someone over there. Yeah. Also, I would love to know how you guys found us.
Yes.
Like, I know it's really easy in the States to come across podcasts, like it's constantly being pushed in our face. I don't know how it is in other countries. So like,
yeah.
especially like smaller countries. So I would love to know how you found us, who you heard of us from, all of those things. Like, what if someone listens to us from Antarctica?
They do, for sure.
That's crazy.
That's
I would
crazy.
Love to know like how you found us.
It is crazy.
Hey guys, it's Cheyenne Davis. You may know me from MTV's Teen Mom OG or Think Loud Crew podcast. I'm here with my dad, Papa Floyd, to tell you about our new podcast, Unfiltered Kitchen.
The kitchen is the hub of the household for many of us. The one-stop shop for conversations both big and small. Cheyenne and I have been having open conversations about all aspects of life in our kitchen since well before she was able to see over the counter.
And now we're inviting you into our own kitchen as a part of the family.
Unfiltered Kitchen is a two-way street. I share my advice on cocktails, cooking, parenting, and the lessons I've learned.
And I inform my dad what it's like to raise kids today, how generational barriers affect us, and the joys of being a daughter. Well, your daughter.
Get ready for a whole lot of unfiltered advice. You can take it or leave it, but you're never going to leave this table feeling hungry for more.
Listen to Unfiltered Kitchen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, everyone. It's Taryn.
And Ashley.
From Unsolicited Advice. And if you want to listen to our show without ads, you can now.
Just go to unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a one-week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too. That's unsolicitedadvice.supercast.com. All right. Should we get into your story?
Let's go ahead and get into it. I have a good one.
Okay.
I think it's a good one.
Okay.
This one is titled Best Friend's Boyfriend. And let's dive in. Hi, Taryn and Ashley. I absolutely love your pod and I listen every single week. I'd like to remain anonymous. Smiley face.
Cheese.
Cheese. Okay, continuing. I'm 22, fresh out of college, and just moved to a new town with my college friend. Everything has been absolutely amazing and fun. I love living on my own, except for recently. My roommate slash friend just got a new boyfriend who I do not get along with.
Oof.
Oof.
That's hard if it's like a roommate.
A living situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Little background. She's had 3 boyfriends in the past 7 months. A big time serial dater.
Boyfriends?
That's what they put.
Wow.
Which in my head, maybe we could clarify this. In my head, if you're calling them boyfriends, they've had the committed conversation. Yeah. So that's pretty crazy to say that you've had 3 in the past 7 months.
Yeah. Wow.
It's a lot.
I mean, props, man.
She puts big time.
I haven't
dater.
Had 1 in 9 years. So in comparison,
maybe she can give you some notes.
Sure. Honestly, I'll take anything right now.
She doesn't have any compassion for the guy she dates and no compassion for my feelings. She met this new guy in August and it's now November and she still doesn't listen to my opinions on the situation. The first date they had...
Wait, August. Oh, wait. August, September, October. Okay.
When our writer's writing this,
I was
November.
Thinking August came after November.
You need to...
I'm tired. Okay.
Sit back, Terry. Relax.
Keep going. So a few months.
Yes. Yes. The first date they had, she texted me that this man, let's call him Brad, was incredibly toxic and a sloppy drunk.
So his name
on
is
the first date.
Toxic Brad.
Yummy J.
Yummy J
and Toxic Brad.
You well, choose. Who am I? Make one up for me.
I feel like it needs to be a T.
Yeah.
Like not Twisted Taryn, but like something Taryn. Like it needs to be a T. Okay. I don't know why I said Twisted. It was the first thing that came to my head.
I am a little Twisted.
Testy.
A-hole Ashley.
There you go. We'll come back to it. Which I, side note, I feel like that's crazy for her to say that on the first date.
Yeah, it's... I don't. I why was there a lot of
red flags?
One?
I feel like that's a lot of red flags.
Toxic, alcoholic. What was the other one?
Incredibly toxic and a sloppy drunk.
Oh yeah.
Her most recent relationship was a toxic one, and I tried to talk to her about jumping directly into another toxic relationship right away, but she didn't listen.
Yeah, sounds like we have some self work we need to do.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, the main thing that makes me uncomfortable about Brad is that trigger warning. She adds in parentheses. His best friend took advantage of me one night while I was blackout drunk.
Oh, my gosh.
My roommate and her boyfriend blew it off like it was nothing, and he basically told me that I was lying. She still brings him around our house despite me being uncomfortable, and she begged me to go on a ski trip with him and his friend.
What on earth? His roommate sucks.
Talking specifically to our writer, it doesn't sound like she's a friend.
No, also, like, you need to move out.
Yeah, that sounds like a bad roommate situation.
Yeah.
He is incredibly disrespectful to me and will talk shit about me behind my back despite him knowing nothing about me whatsoever. Every time she gets a new boyfriend, she completely throws every friendship away and forgets her friends even exist. Then, once her relationship comes to an end, which inevitably it does, she makes a promise she will be single for a long time and figure out who she is, but never listens. In our 2 years of friendship, she's had 6 boyfriends, and I'm getting frustrated with being dropped and ignored every time she has a new one. I want her to be happy, and I understand she's trying, but I can't help but get frustrated every single time this happens. I guess what I want to know is your advice if you were in my shoes. How would you let her know you're uncomfortable when you've already told her multiple times? How would you get over being frustrated when you get kicked to the curb? We used to hang out every day and have fun on the weekends, and now I don't even see her more than twice a week despite living together. And when she's home, she only talks about him. I'm aware I'm having jealous thoughts about the situation, but my feelings should be valid. Also, I don't know if this is important, but she's a big advocate about mental health and goes to therapy. I hope this makes sense. Thank you, Anonymous.
Ugh.
I have a lot of thoughts. And I think, obviously, I'm only going off of what you've written, but I don't think she's a good friend.
No.
And I don't think it sounds like you've given her multiple opportunities to change. It sounds like you've given her multiple opportunities to stand up for you. And I feel like we're really downplaying what happened to you.
Yeah.
This isn't like a little like, oh, I got, you know, he was rude to me this one time at a bar or whatever. This is like a very serious situation. And I don't think she understands like the depth of it. I don't know if you've actually given her details or not, but I think you need to distance yourself from
her. That doesn't even matter. Like, obviously it matters what happened, but she should be able to just say, hey, this guy makes me uncomfortable and I don't want him in my house.
Yeah.
And that should be enough. Right. Like, she is being so disrespectful of not only you and your emotions, but also like your living space. Like, it's just ridiculous to me that you have to like even have another conversation with her about, hey, this man like crossed the line with me and I'm not comfortable with him.
Yeah.
Like
the ski trip, being invited to go on a ski trip with him and the friend that did it. Like, that's insane.
No, yeah. She seems like the type of person who needs a lot of work on herself, which obviously like I think she knows, because every breakup she's like, oh, I need to like be single and work on myself, and she goes to therapy, but she hasn't reached, there's like that point when you kind of know you have a problem, but you're not willing to like fully face it and like turn the corner to actually like do the work.
Yeah.
And she's not there yet. She knows she has a problem, but like she's ignoring it.
Yeah. So, well, I'm going to go ahead and assume that she's your age, which is 22. So this is a very young girl.
Yeah.
Who is fresh out of college. I don't know what her upbringing was like. I don't know if you're the only one who's talking some like sense to her, or if she has other people that are doing that also. But either way, this is your life and you're the one who's being surrounded by this stuff. And you have to think of number one in this situation. Yeah. I hate that you're having to be around this guy that makes you uncomfortable. And I hate that she has not just once, but like repeatedly thrown you under the bus along with your feelings and disregarded any kind of emotions you might be having due to the fact that her boyfriend is like walking around in her house. I think what you need to do, I think you have two options. I think you either sit her down, because I know you've talked to her. I don't know how clear you've been about your feelings. So if you want to try to save this and make it work, I think you need to sit her down and be very upfront and bold about what's going on.
Well,
not that you don't like him, that you don't want him in the house, period.
Well, and taking, because that's, I think, well, at that point, if you don't even want the boyfriend like in the house and you're uncomfortable, bottom line, like they're dating. You can't control like what she does. So like at that point, like you need to move out. And I feel like that's very clear anyways. If you even want to try to salvage the friendship, like you've got to move out, because it sounds like living with her is not it. And you don't even see her anyway. So like, what's the point?
Right.
So I think like either way you need to move out. But I do think like there are boundaries that you can draw to say like, hey, you know, I need a heads up before he comes over, or can we only limit it to like during the weekend? Because during the week, like it's too distracting. I want to be able to like walk around in my underwear and not be afraid like there's a guy here. Like there, you can draw boundaries that like you guys agree on. And then a more forceful boundary would be, hey, and the other guy that's his friend is like not allowed here. Like bottom line.
Yeah.
And I feel like you've communicated how you feel. She obviously doesn't care. So now you need to step in and be like, hey, I live here too. I pay rent. And like this, these are the boundaries I need to have and for them to be respected. Or like, honestly, like I think it's just best that we don't live together and then go from there. But
yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. You can either give her a chance, sit her down, make it very clear, or move out.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, it blows my mind, like, how people are not considerate of other people. It blows my mind.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine a friend Well, first of all, I can't imagine dating a guy that my friends hated. Like, right. That would not fly with me. But, like, I can't imagine a friend telling me, hey, I feel uncomfortable, or, like, hey, your boyfriend's been really rude to me, mm-hmm. and me not making drastic changes to, like, the situation. Like, it's just bizarre to me.
Yeah, for sure. And I was listening to – I heard a TikTok the other day that was kind of incredible, and I completely agree with it. And I'm probably not going to give it justice, but this girl was basically saying how she had the revelation that every friend can be a good friend in different ways. And maybe your friendship would thrive without the roommate situation. Yeah. Like, it sounds like she's a horrible roommate, to mm-hmm. be blunt about it. It sounds like she can't juggle that. And maybe this is the friendship that you have where you, like, meet up for coffee or you go out together.
Yeah,
you know, like, let her thrive in that area and take away this thing that's simply not working on both sides, so that you guys can actually focus on the friendship.
Because hopefully the guy wouldn't be there if you're like, hey, like, let's meet up for coffee.
Girls' night, or let's get coffee. And I think there's different people in your lives for different reasons. And some people are great at roommates and some people aren't. And some people are good at, like, meeting up for coffees once or twice a month. And some mm-hmm. people aren't good at that. They're more like, call me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm more of a texter. And I know people that, like, love calls. So, like, you call people, you know, give people the chance to show up where they're best at showing up. And it sounds like the roommate situation is a bad fit for you guys.
Also, I think, like, the older you get, and I think this is a lesson, like, you're right around the age that, like, I started learning it.
I was going to say 22.
That was right around the time where I started feeling, like, shifts in friendship. And I learned this very valuable thing that is, I have the power to choose, like, what I give people.
Yeah.
And I think that it's okay to – there are certain people in my life that I would call my friends that do not treat me well. And I think that at the end of the day, you have to come to a point where either you accept the person for what they're able to give and you decide to just continue in that friendship because you love them, or you cut them off. Like, mm-hmm. there's no, like – like, trying to change them and turning them into, like, what you want. Like, you can communicate your needs and communicate what you want and try to, like, have better friendships. But mm-hmm. at the end of the day, you know, it's like that thing, like, when people tell you who they are, listen. Like, if you ask for certain things from friendships and they can't give it to you, then at some point, like, it's insanity to keep trying to change someone. So at the end of the day, you either sit back and accept that person as who they are, and mm-hmm. maybe they come around every once in a while. Maybe, like, they're just, you're like, oh, it's my birthday, come, and you're a good time person, like you were saying. But it's kind of finding that, like, difference that you have of, like, hey, I still value you were a big part of my life, and, like, I don't want to drastically cut you out. Mm-hmm. But I also am protecting myself and knowing, like, I'm also not going to give you the rein to just affect me emotionally every chance you get. Like, if you don't hit me up, cool. Like, if I talk to you in a couple months, cool. It is what it is. But you kind of, like, separate and take away your expectations and just accept them as a person that's in your life.
Yeah.
And I think once you figure that out, stuff becomes so much easier, and mm-hmm. friendships become so much easier, because you kind of just, like, you have your people you depend on, and then you have your people that are just great people in your life, and they come and go.
Yeah.
So I feel like there needs to be a lot of separation with this person specifically. Also, like, when you're in close proximity to toxic people, like, they take you down with them. Mm-hmm. So I think that you need space just in general, and she needs space to do what she wants, because she's obviously not in a place where she is wanting to do, like, the right thing, you know?
Yeah. And sometimes, you know what? Sometimes we all learn the hard way. And I think she needs to learn the hard way.
Yeah.
You can only warn someone so many times before you got to just let them fall and pick themselves up, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm so proud of you for writing in, for figuring out what your boundaries are. To reiterate, think you should draw those boundaries even stronger, mm-hmm. or just peace out.
Yeah.
And
I agree.
And start fresh with the friendship. But thank you so much for writing in.
Yeah.
I thought that was a very fascinating situation. I was like, wow, that is a whole new level of bad roommate.
It's so hard because, like, I'm very affected by, like, my home. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. like, I've had situations where I wasn't living in, like, healthy places, and when you like don't even want to go home because you're like, ugh, like I just don't want to deal with this or this. Like that's not, it's not good for you like mentally. Mm-hmm. So I always am very protective of when people talk about they're living in like toxic situations. I'm like, you got to get out because like the world is such a mess. Mm-hmm. Mentally, physically, emotionally, we're all dealing with like our own crap. Mm-hmm. But like your home, safe space, like if that's, at least that should feel like stable and happy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Should be your sanctuary.
Yeah, like your home base. Like you go there, you reset, and then you go out and deal mm-hmm. with like everything else. So I'm very protective of that. So I would be careful.
Yes, ma'am.
Woof. Okay, I have a little short one.
Perfect.
But it also, it's like a giant issue, but I feel like we've already talked about this.
Ooh, okay.
So like, I feel like it'll be a good, we can just.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like one big difference, and I'll say that. Okay.
Perfect.
Hi, Ash and Taryn. I hope you are both doing well. I love the podcast and listen to it on repeat. My name is Hannah, and you can use my name. You two are so funny, and I love your best friendship.
Hi, Hannah.
We are adorable. So.
It's true.
So I'll just jump right into my problem. My boyfriend and I have been together for a little over 5 years, and things have been really great. We have
5 years. That's huge.
5 years. That's so long. We have incredible friends together. We share the same hobbies like skiing and hiking, same religious beliefs, and he is just really so sweet to me. However, we have one pretty fundamental issue. I want kids, and he doesn't think he wants kids in the future. Initially, he did want kids, but changed his mind about a year ago. I'm 22.
Wait, so he went 4 years in the relationship
yes.
wanting kids.
Yes.
And then up and changed his
yes.
mind.
Yes.
Interesting.
When I tell you the anxiety attack that starts to form when I hear stories like this, because this is my biggest fear, because I've been in my relationship was four years. I thought I was going to marry this dude, right? Mm-hmm. And then it ended and it was terrifying. And then when I hear stuff like this where it's like, I'm like, what is safe? Because to me, I'm like, if you're with someone for 5 years, like you're solid, right?
Well, that's what's crazy is I would say you know someone after dating them a year. I would say you really know someone. Like you know them to their core after dating them for five.
Oh, yeah.
So for someone to up and change something so drastic in their life, you don't know them anymore. Like it's a big change.
And like, so if I look at like my relationship, right? Like obviously it was beautiful. It started great. But the thing that snowballed into the reason why like it ended, I saw glimpses of it from the very beginning. Mm. So part of it was me just like working hard and trying to like, what's it called? Like overcompensate mm. or fix things or like our good qualities of the relationship were so amazing and so epic that it always kind of overshadowed the bad. But like mm-hmm. the bad was still always there. This is like you had a great relationship and this like one decision went from like yes to no. Like.
Yeah.
That's so drastic.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, I don't know. That's why the story like got me.
It's also
like, oh my
something,
God.
It's not something random like they're having a dramatic career change. Like this is something that
yeah.
incredibly affects both your life, you know, changes everything
yeah.
for you too, not just him.
No, absolutely. I'm 22 and he's 23, so I feel like he's going to change his mind since we're both young, but he isn't so sure. We've talked about this extensively and think the only option might be to break up. But it's so hard to do when everything else in our relationship is so strong. I feel frustrated and sad that he changed his mind from wanting kids in the beginning. Am I silly to wait around to see if he changes his mind again? I don't want to lose my best friend, but I know I won't be fulfilled if I don't one day have my own family. Any advice you two have would be great. Love, Hannah.
I don't know why in my head I was picturing older, like the relationship being older.
Yes, so they definitely are like high school sweethearts.
Yes.
Well, 20, I can't count.
22,
what is that?
23.
Like 15, 16?
Yeah, it's, 18, I mean, they've 21. Just barely, if they did like the typical,
17.
Like they're just barely out of college if they did the typical.
She was 17, he was 18 when yeah. they got together. So like babies. The end of high school through college, basically.
Yeah. Which does change things, I think, a little bit. I don't know why in my head I was like, oh, they're older. I guess the 5 years threw me off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't take away from the fact that that is a dramatic shift.
No, yeah.
It does make more sense at his age.
Well, okay, so from...
I didn't know if I was going to have kids around that age either. I was kind of like, oh, I don't know. I'd be okay without it. Like, that's just around that age where you're just, I want to live life. I want to experience stuff. You're not thinking about kids necessarily, at least for me.
Yeah. I mean, I was born thinking about having you're children, different. So.
But what I'm saying different. Is yeah. that age is, yeah. it is normal for people to kind of question what they're trying to do with their lives. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hold it against him for questioning those kinds of things. Because I do think, again, I do think that's that age where people just kind of do that. It is very abrupt to all of the, to have said yes for all these years and then no.
I have like a few thoughts that pop in. One was kind of what you were saying, because we've talked about it before. Like, psychologically, 18 to 25 is the most crucial years where you shift and change the most to like mm-hmm. form who you are.
Yeah.
Like what you believe, what you stand for, all those things. So you're literally right in smack dab in the middle of like that. I think it's hard when relationships are in that age, which mine was too, because you do change so much and yeah. like naturally, yeah, you're trying to just figure life out and it's hard to do with another person. Mm-hmm. So one of my thoughts is like, I think there's more of that to come. My second thought was like, what happened? Because usually when people decide they don't want kids, it's because of, like, a reason. Mm-hmm. If they, like, see kids and they get stressed out, or maybe, like, they know, like, their family's going through something crazy, or I don't know. I'd just be interested to know, like, why he changed his mind.
Or they had bad parenting.
Yeah.
You know, saw yeah. bad parenting in their Fully. Own childhood. I don't know.
My next one, and this is a little bit pessimistic, and I'm not saying this, but it's just something I would in the back of my mind, if I were you, mm-hmm. kind of think about. Like, is this a self-sabotaging tactic? Mm,
yeah. That's interesting you say that. Because I, yeah.
Well, the sentence where she's like, we've talked and we think that the only option is to break up. Like, that's just, it's, I feel like it's interesting at 5 years to, like, come to that place where it's like, I don't know. That just was what popped in my head, which I know is negative and I don't. Yeah. mean to throw that at you.
Yeah.
But it's something to ponder.
Can I say something from a non-confrontational nine perspective?
Yes.
A girl that will moonwalk out of the room to avoid having some kind yes, of serious conversation.
I've seen it.
How do you end a 5-year relationship?
Yeah.
With a person who checks all of your boxes but just isn't yeah. it? Something like this fixes it for you.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say that that's what he's doing.
No, yeah,
and I don't
of
want to also, like, get in your head and make you think this is what's happening. Only you and him know what's going on, you know, truly. Yeah. I'm just saying, if I was one of you guys and wanting out of the relationship, this solves everything.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm 22, 23. I'm not having kids for a while. Like, I can change my mind in a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna leave that there to marinate. And I think it is good to go into conversations like this with like every like possible situation in your head.
Yeah.
I would take that with a grain of salt, but also if that something about that kind of resonates with you, then maybe yeah. you should have a different kind of conversation, because if you guys were each other's person, breaking up wouldn't be the end. It's not the absolute end. Like, there's other things you could do. Like, you could talk about, do you not want to have kids? Would adoption be an option? Is that something that's okay with you or not? If so, why? Like, there's just so many other things to talk about. And it does feel kind of shocking for the breakup to be, like, the only option.
Yeah, I think you definitely need to have, like, it sounds like you guys have been talking about it, but a more detailed talk about it. And mm-hmm. I think it's so hard, because like part of me is like, maybe you guys just need to experience life apart. Mm-hmm. And I truly do believe, like, if it's your person, like, it'll happen. I think sometimes it's needed to get life experience and like perspective on your own, especially like if you got together so young and like you haven't experienced life. However, I know a lot of people that were like high school sweethearts and ended up married and like were able to figure out life together. Yeah. But that doesn't mean everyone can.
Right. And that's where I think you need to have that conversation. Like, if this is, you need to figure out what kind of couple you are.
Yeah.
Or what kind of people you are individually. Are you the type of person that needs to go experience life without being weighed down by a relationship? Because if so, then yeah, breaking up is the only solution.
Yeah.
Because you got to go do that and live that. And I know so many people that got married right out of high school, right after college.
Mm-hmm.
But also, then I moved to LA. And I met people like me that were like, I'm not even going to think about getting married till 28, 29, 30.
Yeah.
Like, you have to figure out what sits right with you. And if you are sitting with yourself and wanting kids now, he's not your person.
No, yeah.
But you have to be able to sit down and really think about who and what your desires are.
Yeah.
And who, if he can actually, like, fit into that.
And also, like, that's a very, 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 very large deal breaker.
Yeah.
That's not a little thing. No, that's a very large deal breaker.
There's some fundamental things that you can kind of work around, yeah. But not that.
No. So it is not wise, and it's not fair to continue with the hopes of him changing his mind. Mm-hmm. If he's telling you straight up, like, I'm not planning on it, then you need to, like, believe what he's saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a really hard. I think either way, it's sounding like you guys are coming to, like, a standstill. So I feel like you're going to have a long road of, like, healing after this, because it's 5 years. Like, he's so much a part of, like, who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're at the perfect age to experience this, like, let yourself, like, heal and be sad and then figure out who you are on your own. Like, I think that's powerful.
Yeah.
And if you're meant to find each other in life again,
mm-hmm.
then awesome. You'll be better versions of yourself.
Yeah.
And if you're not, then, like, I always say, like, if you think about how much you, like, love this person, and if he's not your person, imagine how much more epic it is going to be when you find your person,
yeah.
You know?
And, if you guys end up breaking up, please do not get hung up on him or your past. Like, you're so young. I hope that you would just take this moment to have your breakup glow up and dive into everything you've ever wanted to do, everything you've ever wanted to try, all the places you've always wanted to go to. Because I feel like a lot of people get, like, stuck in those years of that relationship and then, like, forget to, like, live their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
And this is such a pivotal time in your life where you can go and, like, try new things, do new things, explore new places, jump from career to career, mess up and fail all over the place. Like, that's what your 20s are for. And I hope that if this breakup happens, I hope that either way you dive into your 20s, but if this breakup happens, this is the start of a brand new, very exciting chapter in your life.
Yeah, I agree.
And I hope you don't hold back.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, girl, I'm sending you, like, the biggest virtual hug right now, because
yeah.
I know that feeling and restarting and, but also, like, hindsight, it's the most beautiful time in your life, like, where you really get to just get, like, stripped down and then figure out, like, who you are and build yourself back up. So I encourage you to, you know, embrace it.
It's going to be great.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to suck, but then it'll be great.
Mm-hmm. Eat, pray, love.
Eat, pray, love. All right. Should we end in a dad joke?
Yes, please.
What did the duck say when it bought chapstick?
But I have no lips.
But I ain't got no lips. Put it on my bill.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. Hey, mine was pretty good, too.
Was it?
Yeah.
Did it?
Actually.
Did it fit in the dad joke criteria, though?
I feel like so.
Actually, no.
I feel like so.
No.
Was it a bad one? Yes, but I feel like it does.
Did it?
Anyways, we have merch available on our website. I have been rocking my tote 24/7. I'm obsessed with it. We still have a ton of things for you to buy for maybe some last minute Christmas shopping. You can do that. Be sure to listen to us wherever you get your podcast. Follow us on YouTube and the gram. And yeah, that's all. Love you.
Love you guys. Bye.